Angioplasty is a lifesaver for heart attack victims. A doctor can use a balloon in a blood vessel to crush the gunky buildup that blocks blood flow in there. It works even better when you add a stent, that's a wire mesh tube, to keep things open. Non-emergency patients get this treatment too, but should they? Dr. Sidney Spiesel joins us regularly to talk about medical research. He is a Yale Medical School professor. Sid, welcome back. You wanted to talk about a new study on angioplasty. Let's begin here. Who does get this treatment on a non-emergency basis?
Well, this study focused on patients with angina, that is, chest pain or tightness, which is often associated with exertion. And this is a serious symptom. It can really limit a patient's life. When it's severe, even the exertion of dressing oneself can be daunting. And so we're very aware of the effect of this illness. And the idea was that if you could expand the passageways for blood in the arteries that feed the heart, and then leave that metal mesh stent in to keep it open, that the initial study was done in the hopes that it might alleviate either both the symptoms and might even prevent future heart attacks.
Well, tell us about this study, and I'll just say I had a brother-in-law who has had this done on a non-emergency basis, and I think actually a lot of families have this now, this angioplasty to try to fix the blood vessels before a heart attack.
Well, I think it is actually fairly common, and the question is, just how useful is it? And there are two ways of looking at the question of usefulness. One way is the question of whether angioplasty and putting in a stent actually saves lives. Does it prevent future heart attacks? Does it decrease mortality? And unfortunately, the answer to that one, and that was clearly, that was an earlier part of the same study, said no. There's absolutely no benefit of angioplasty in these patients, not patients who are having acute coronary problems, but patients with this, what was called stable angina. There's really no benefit in terms of preventing heart attacks or decreasing mortality.
Well, if it doesn't prevent death, maybe there are other benefits. Maybe it improves the quality of life or it prevents pain.
Well, the answer here, again, from this same study is sort of it does, but not by much. What was very striking about the study, though, was just how dramatically helpful the high-quality medical treatment was for both groups right away. That is, there was much greater improvement in the first few months for both groups because both groups got the medical treatment than the small increment provided by angioplasty.
You heard it here. Dr. Sidney Spiesel is a Yale Medical School professor. You can read his Medical Examiner column at the online magazine Slate.com. Sid, thank you again.
Thank you.